The smart television that I just bought is faulty. Ah, what should I do?
I just lost thousands of ringgit because of love scam. I'm so helpless. What should I do?
My social account has been hacked. What should I do?
Does any of this sound familiar? These are among the few issues happening around us. What should you do? You spot it, we stop it. This is What Matters with me, Kiss Ineas, every Thursday, 11 a.m. exclusively on Trax FM. Voice out your right, because it matters.
And yes, voice out your right because it matters. Hello, if you're tuning in from Selangor, or if you're tuning in from South Selangor on Negeri Sembilan, the frequency is 88.7 FM. Hi, good morning. Welcome to Trax Momentum. You are tuning into What Matters with me. My name is Kiss, Q-I-S, Kiss Elias. And as always, always, always remember to voice out your right as a consumer because it matters. And yes, how have you been doing so far? So today is a brand new week for a brand new episode on What Matters. And yes, as usual, this is our weekly talk show on consumerism issue or any issues that matters to the public, that matters to the rakyat. Okay, so today we'll be discussing about MyCC, what MyCC is all about, and as a consumer, what we need to know, what we should know about MyCC. And yes, in the studio right now, we have Mr. Iskandar Ismail. He is the director from the Enforcement Division from Malaysia Competition Commission, or also known as MyCC. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Iskandar.
Thank you so much.
Okay. How have you been doing today?
So far, so good.
All right, good. Okay, so yes, before we go further into MyCC, maybe you could share with us what is MyCC is all about. What is the main function of MyCC?
Okay, MyCC, we are here to protect the competitive process for the benefit of business and consumers and economy. We carry out functions implementing, enforcing the provision of Competition Act 2010. We issue guidelines. We carry out market studies. We also do advocacy programs in efforts to inform and educate the public in regards to our function and then the benefit of Competition Act 2010.
Okay, so... All right. How, MyCC, from your perspective, how do you see the Malaysian business community awareness on their importance, on their obligation and compliance as contained under the Competition Act 2010, like what you mentioned just now?
Okay. MyCC is a new body. Mm-hmm. We were created in 2011, but we started to enforce the law in January 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so far, we noticed that there's a growing awareness among the Malaysian businesses,
mm-hmm.
Including the public, in terms of their obligation and compliances under the Competition Act.
All right.
Yeah. In comparison to the past, the early days of MyCC,
mm-hmm.
We notice a lot of announcement, price increase announcement by, especially by associations.
And yeah, we don't like that.
yes, nobody like price increases. So, but nowadays, if you notice, there are less notice, public notice or
announcement
by these associations
or
certain companies. I think they are aware of our. What do you call that? A function and powers under the Competition Act 2010. So, but we hope that the awareness will continue to raise among them. And then what we're going to do, we want to, what do you call that, increase our enforcement activities also.
Okay.
On top of our advocacy program.
So talking about enforcement activities, what kind of enforcement activities that MyCC normally do?
Okay, MyCC is basically as an enforcement agency.
Okay,
we are here, as I said just now, we are here to enforce Competition Act 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, there are two types of prohibitions under the law. One is you cannot dwell into anti-competitive agreements.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is that you are prohibited from abusing if you have a dominant power in certain markets. okay, you are prohibited to abuse your mm-hmm. dominant position. Those are the two things that we look after.
That is on the trader side.
Yes, okay. On the trader side. But the thing is, the effect, the benefit will mm-hmm. trickle down to the consumers.
Exactly.
Yeah. So sometimes people, I don't know how to say it, but they don't see the benefit of competition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because when you compete with each other,
okay,
when businesses compete with each other, okay, the consumer will get the benefit. You know why? Because they will get better product.
Exactly.
They will get more choices.
Mm-hmm. And better prices as well.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And that will lead to better prices, mm-hmm. competitive prices. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to make the businesses to be innovative.
Okay.
So because if you stay ahead, okay, you will get your customer.
Mm-hmm.
You see? If you stay the way you are, look at Nokia, for instance.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Is it Nokia? Is it those days? They are the leading, you know,
mm-hmm.
leading a phone manufacturer.
Yeah.
And now, where are they?
Okay.
Is it because they couldn't innovate?
That's why innovation is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that MyCC plays an important role in this industry. So are there any agencies that work together hand in hand with MyCC?
Yes. We are working closely, mm-hmm. Especially with. Our own ministry, we are an agency under KPDNKK,
mm-hmm.
Kementerian Perdagangan Dalam Negeri, Koperasi dan Kebangunan.
Yep, yep.
Okay, and then we work closely also with MCMC.
MCMC, okay.
Yeah, SPAD, Bank Negara, MACC.
Okay.
We work a lot with all government agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is one of our function also.
All right, okay. Mm. And recently, you mentioned just now, off air just now, completed the Malaysia Competition Conference 2017 that was held like 2 weeks back.
Yes.
So how was the conference so far? I heard it was a big success.
Yes, yes, it was a big success. The key highlight was it was officiated by our Sultan of Perak, Sultan Nazim Muhyiddin Shah.
Mm-hmm.
In his address, he seems to agree with us that the main aim of competition policy was to set a level playing field for businesses, so that competing companies can operate effectively and deliver the best economic outcomes to the Malaysian at large. So, and then we managed to gather many established practitioners.
Oh, practitioners, okay.
From all over the world.
From all over the world?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
Tell me more about that.
Okay, we managed to get one speaker from US. And then we call one from Mexico, Russia, South Africa, Portugal.
So they are all from the competition agencies.
Yes, yes, they are practitioners of. They are quite established. If you look at the US, they are the first country in the world that implement this competition laws in the world.
I see.
It started with a Sherman Act, so mm-hmm. That's where competition law and policies, spread out to the world.
I see. Okay. Congratulations on that.
Oh,
so when is the next conference? I'm looking forward for that.
We don't know yet.
Is it yearly?
We hope so, but the thing is we don't know yet.
Okay.
Because the last time we, the first conference that we held was in 2013.
Okay.
And now, after about 4 years, then we held our second conference.
Okay.
So, because of our limited resources.
Limited resources.
MyCC is a small outfit.
Mm-hmm.
We are still growing.
Big?
Yes, yes. I remember in 2013, there were about 20 plus of us.
And okay.
Then now
and
now? Now almost 60 of us.
Okay, interesting. All right.
So we are growing, as you say.
Okay, yeah. Growing big. And then the responsibility is growing bigger as well from time to time.
Yeah.
And then I know that MyCC strategies, I mean, to deter market manipulation, as it will directly affect to the consumers and cartel practices as well. So maybe you could share with us your leniency program, what the public should know about the leniency program. How lenient is lenient?
Okay. Leniency regime is a first in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's quite unique in a way that it gives opportunity to the businesses who are involved in cartel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say plastic in cartel.
Okay, price fixing. Okay.
Okay, price fixing cartels. Okay, let's say one of them, you know, suddenly realize that it is wrong to be part of a cartel.
Mm-mm.
So they can come to us and admit.
Oh, would they come and admit?
Yes, it does happen.
Okay.
It does happen in all over the world.
All right.
It happens in Japan, it happens in US, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in fact, we received a couple of leniency applications already.
Okay.
You see, so the thing is, when they come to us, they admit and give cooperation to us, okay? They will get, let's say, we investigate, and then we found that there is a cartel, and
mm-hmm.
they are part, and that the leniency applicant is part of the cartel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will still find them liable. But in terms of fine,
mm-hmm.
penalty, they will be exempted up to 100%.
Oh, they will be exempted from the penalty.
Yes.
No wonder they will come and meet. Okay.
Yes. You know, it's a huge success in Japan,
mm-hmm.
especially. Yeah, because some of them, they were supposed to be fined. Excuse me. They were supposed to be fined up to the tune of 1 billion, you
mm-hmm.
know. And then they came, and then they say, "Okay, we admit. Okay, we did, you know, something wrong here." And then they cooperated with the agency, and then they were let go in terms of fine.
Okay. How about the situation here in Malaysia?
There is a growing awareness
about
this leniency application, leniency regime. Okay. But the thing is, the business, they don't understand what is leniency because it's a first in Malaysia, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have this kind of leniency leniency regime in other enforcement
agencies.
You see? So this one is stated clearly in the law.
But they don't know actually how lenient is lenient,
yes.
and what leniency is all about.
Yeah. So they don't. Somehow they should hire, you know, someone, especially lawyers, you
mm-hmm.
know, that can explain to them, and then they in fact can come to us, you know,
mm-hmm.
and ask us, you see, and then they can invite us to give a presentation on the leniency regime, and then
to educate them,
yes,
basically,
so that they get the understanding.
Okay, interesting enough. Mm. Okay, for those who are just tuning in, welcome to What Matters. We are discussing about MyCC, Malaysia Competition Commission 360. Basically, what MyCC is all about, what we should know about MyCC. And yes, we have Mr. Iskandar Ismail. He is the director from the Enforcement Division. But we'll be taking a short break for a while. Don't go anywhere. This is What Matters.
Traveling across the Brow Straits to Singapore. Keep in touch with home. Tune in to Trax FM 102.9.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the keys.
One night and one more time. Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so bad. It tastes like you from the sweeter. One night, yeah, one more time. Thanks for the memories, thanks for the memories. It tastes like you from the sweeter.
Hi, I'm Vivi Yusuf. Tune in to What Matters with Kees Elias every Thursday, 11 a.m. only on Trax FM. Voice out your right because it matters.
Tell someone to love me. I need to rest in arms. Keep me safe from harm and pouring rain. Give me endless summer. Lord, I feel the cold. Feel I'm getting old before my time. As my soul heals the shame, I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man. Go easy on my conscience, 'cause it's not my fault. I know I've been told to take the blame. With the shot, my angels will catch my tears. Walk me out of here, I'm in pain. As my soul heals the shame, I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man. Once you found that lover, you're homeward bound. Love is all around. Love is all around. All of some have fallen on stony ground, but love is all around. Tell someone to love me. I need to rest in arms. Keep me safe from harm and pouring rain. Give me endless summer. Lord, I feel the cold. I feel I'm getting old before my time. As my soul heals the shame, I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man.
The smart television that I just bought is faulty. Ah, what should I do?
I just lost thousands of ringgit because of love scam. I'm so helpless. What should I do?
My social account has been hacked. What should I do?
Does any of this sound familiar? These are among the few issues happening around us. What should you do? You spot it, we stop it. This is What Matters with me, Kees Elias, every Thursday, 11 a.m., exclusively on Trax FM. Voice out your right, because it matters. And yes, welcome back to the show. You are tuning into What Matters with me, Kees Elias. And today we're discussing about MyCC360 Malaysia Competition Commission. What is MyCC all about? What we should know about MyCC? Together with my honourable guest, Mr. Iskandar Ismail. He is the director from the Enforcement Division. And yes, earlier on, Mr. Iskandar did highlight about the leniency program, the background of MyCC. Okay, and right now, Mr. Iskandar, how about... the
traders who monopolize the industries. You know, whereby when they monopolize industries, they prevent entry from new traders and have caused consumer to incur losses when one party just monopolize certain goods and services. What is your thought on this?
Okay. You see, you have to understand the market of Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Malaysia is not so big as the rest, like Japan, you know. We are considered emerging markets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so having said that, okay, when we created MyCC, mm-hmm. we took into account of everything. So basically, what I can say is that monopolies are perfectly legal in market.
Perfectly legal?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. If it's in Japan,
okay.
US, Europe, yes. It's a no-no. It's anti-monopoly.
Why is that so, they anti-monopoly?
Is it because their market is big.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, you see. So, if someone, you know, monopolize certain markets, mm-hmm. you know, it's wrong.
Okay.
Okay? It doesn't jive, you know, with their policies and whatsoever. You see, but for Malaysia, it's perfectly legal. Okay, you can be as big as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a catch.
Okay, what's the catch?
Okay, if you are in the dominant position
mm-hmm.
of certain markets, okay, you cannot abuse your position. Okay, for example, okay, you cannot block the entry of a new competitor.
Yes, okay.
Or you cannot kill off, okay, for no justification, for no commercial justification, mm-hmm. without commercial justification, mm-hmm. kill off your closest competitor.
I see.
Okay. And then you also cannot bully the consumers. Suddenly you are, you know, the manufacturer of certain products, you know, okay. you know, essential products. And then suddenly you refuse to sell to certain groups of consumers.
But that is what monopoly, they monopolize everything.
Yes. But the thing is, when you... You see, when you monopolize the market,
mm-hmm.
okay, you have a say in certain on how you want to do business.
I see. Okay. Okay?
But you cannot do that.
That's limitation.
Yes.
Okay.
You see, if you are, you see, you are always distributing your products, okay, mm-hmm. in all the states, and suddenly you refuse to distribute your product in certain states.
All right.
For no reason at all.
Okay.
That is wrong. That's that is what we call abuse of dominant position.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If let's say, okay, let's say I'm a manufacturer of steel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, steel is required, you know, to build cars, to build bridges, mm-hmm. and everything. So suddenly, I refuse to what do you call that to supply the steel that is required to build cars, to manufacturers' vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and to certain manufacturers, vehicle manufacturers.
Okay.
And because of my action, they close their business.
Okay.
Because they couldn't get the steel
the
that
supply.
They want. Yeah, the okay. supply that they want. Okay, that is wrong.
All right.
Okay, but let's say if I refuse to supply to them because they fail to pay their debt to me,
mm-hmm.
okay, that is okay.
All right, okay.
Okay, but for no reason, I mean... You cannot do that.
Mm. All right. So that is one of the offenses, like if they do that.
Yeah. We call it infringement.
Infringement.
What we are investigating is basically it's not a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm.
We will investigate enterprises only.
Okay.
We don't investigate individuals. So we will investigate for their infringement.
Infringement. All right. So up until today, how many complaints have been received so far?
Okay. So far, since the inception of MyCC
mm-hmm.
In 2012, we received 300 complaints.
300 complaints?
Yeah.
From consumer, from the traders?
Both.
Both parties.
Both groups.
Okay.
Yeah. And then from there, we have resolved around 270.
Okay.
270. Now...
About 90%?
Yes.
Okay.
But some of the complaints are, you know, because it falls under the jurisdiction of other agencies.
Okay,
So we have to... But there are not many of them. But usually it's on the competition issue.
Okay, normally what are the... Could you give me some example of the type of complaints? The main ones lah?
It's about price fixing.
Price fixing, okay.
Yes. But I have to tell you, you know, don't mistaken us for to be a price regulator. We are not a price regulator.
Mm.
We are going to be there for you when enterprises fix their prices together.
Okay.
Okay. So if let's say one enterprise suddenly they want to increase their price.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's their business. We don't mind.
Okay.
Okay. But if they do it together with
the other competitors, okay,
yeah, in the same market, then we will come in.
All right.
Okay. So price regulator is KPD and KK.
Okay. Mm. So you're like the monitor agency. You're like the pengawas lah in the industries.
Some sort lah. In some part.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. I know MYC has done a very good job in, you know, monitoring the industry. So what are the upcoming advocacy programs that will be held by MYCC next?
We have this few advocacy programs lined up.
Mm-hmm.
For this year, we want to target the SMEs.
SMEs, okay.
Okay, they are very important because they comprise almost 98% of the businesses in Malaysia.
Exactly.
And then we want to go to see and meet the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to hold an advocacy program for them also.
So what is the main focus for consumers?
The benefits, we want them to understand us.
Understand.
Our rules,
okay.
You mm-hmm. see, because... Is it they have to understand we are not the usual enforcement agency.
Yeah.
Is it so we are a bit different. So we have to understand because competition law is based on economic principles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So not everyone can really understand.
Yeah.
It,
okay. Is it?
So we have to keep doing carry out this advocacy program over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So far we have carried out about more than 100 advocacy programs.
Okay, all right, mm-hmm. interesting. Yeah. So make sure you call me in for the next advocacy program.
Sure.
Okay, all right. So before I let you go, maybe for the consumers, your advice to the consumers in choosing the best options available in the market, how to be a smart consumer, basically.
Okay. There are. You see, if you want to buy something,
mm-hmm.
okay, make your own research.
Yep.
Okay, especially for big purchases, yeah, make your own research. You know, internet is at your fingertips.
Yeah, beyond your fingertips.
Yeah, so it's easy. Make your well-informed choice,
mm-hmm.
and then go for the best. In terms of pricing, quality, and then
everything.
Yes, it's good to be fussy.
in this case, right?
Yes, because it's not easy, nowadays. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to be fussy,
mm-hmm.
but in the end, you will reap the benefit.
All right, because all in all, the choice is in your hand.
Yes.
Okay, so how can we keep in touch with you, Mr. Iskandar? Maybe you could share with us your website, Facebook, Instagram for MyCC.
We have our own website, mm-hmm. www.mycc.gov.my.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to urge all the listeners to go into our websites,
mm-hmm.
Learn about us.
All right.
And then you can go to our Facebook also. We have Facebook, Malaysian Competition Commission.
Okay.
And then we have Instagram,
MyCC. The MyCC.
Okay. And then we have Twitter also.
Mm-hmm.
MyCC also. Mm. So we have
everything.
Everything. To make everybody easy to
keep in touch.
Yeah.
Easy to keep in touch with MyCC. All right. So, or you can just Google MyCC, right?
Yes. Yes, it's true.
Just Google MyCC and then Mr. Iskandar will be very happy to assist your problems.
Yes. they can send, if they have complaints,
okay.
They can email us at complaints@mycc.gov.my.
Once again, complaints@mycc.gov.my.
It will appear in my email.
Okay. All right. So, yes, that was Mr. Iskandar Ismail. He is the Director of Enforcement Division from Malaysia Competition Commission, MyCC. Thank you so much, Mr. Iskandar, for such a fruitful information on what MyCC is all about. Okay, so make sure you call me in, for the next advocacy program.
Yes. I will make sure that.
All right. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. And yes, that was Mr. Iskandar. And I would like to highlight some of the input during the Malaysia Competition Conference 2017. And according to Sultan of Perak, Sultan Nazrin Shah, before gracing the opening of the Malaysia Competition Conference 2017, he said that monopolistic behavior within the economic realm of a country would constrain their economic growth. And he said when firms begin to display monopolistic behavior, consumers were the biggest losses. So the dangers of such behavior was recognized by Adam Smith, known as the father of economics, in his book Wealth of Nations, in which he noted that a monopoly granted either to an individual or a trading company had the same effect as a secret in trade and manufacturers. And yes, and that is where MyCC, we know that MyCC plays such a big role, such a crucial role and challenging role through the implementation of the 2010 Competition Act. And all in all, we as a consumer, we need to be smart. Voice out your right because it matters. And okay, if you do have any opinions or comments or any suggested topics for our brand new episode of What Matters next week, or you just want to say hi, do buzz me at my social media. It is kiss.elias. And yes, that's all for today. I'll be back next week, same time, same day. Do stay tuned for your weekly dose on consumerism issue. And thank you for listening. Up next is news at 12. Don't go anywhere. This is Trax FM.